This is CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's approximately 10 past 1 in the afternoon. It is CliffCentral.com, and welcome to No Borders with your boy KF and Kamu. I see you guys. Calm down. Calm down. We got two great guests today. We have T Mula, K Smax, as well as Crimson Blue. They'll be debuting their new single. And we also have Precious, who's going to be telling us more about her event, Unity and Love. She looks like a unified person and a lover of life. So, yeah, it's going to be a fantastic show. I hope everyone's having a great Friday. I hope the week has been productive. And let's make everything sexy this weekend. How you doing, Precious?
I'm blessed. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Can't complain.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me a little bit about the project. Tell me a little bit about how you want to extend the unity and the love.
I'm originally from Zimbabwe, proudly Zimbabwean, but South Africa has become my second home.
By force?
Yeah. Actually, when I go home, I kind of miss SA automatically.
Yeah. So. And how long have you been here?
Since 2008, officially.
Okay, yeah, so that's about, you're almost doing 10 years now,
Yeah.
Are you of Ndebele or Shona descent?
I'm Shona.
Oh, okay, great. So that makes two of us. Yeah. Well, three, four if you include these guys. Yeah.
I'm Shana.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
I came in South Africa 2008.
Okay.
Due to economic situations in Zimbabwe. And, okay.
Or just the madness of the leadership.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't put it like that.
So they're not mad?
I don't think they are mad.
They're what?
They need us.
Speak freely.
I think they need
speak
us.
Speak freely. This is uncensored. This is unradio. No, nobody's going to put a gun to your head. Speak freely, please.
I think they need us. They need the youths. I think we can join forces. The youths and the adults, what we have and what they know, coupled together, we can build a beautiful Africa, a beautiful Africa. So, yeah, I came to South Africa in 2008.
Yeah.
I could not get a job because I wasn't qualified to get one, really.
Okay.
And then that's how I birthed my social enterprise.
Oh, okay.
Elohe Cleaners.
Okay.
I started it as Elohe Cleaners. And then I would meet women who were foreigners coming from Zim, coming from Malawi, from Mozambique, who didn't have jobs. And then as I began to delve deeper into their personal lives, I realized that some of them, they do have ambitions and goals, but maybe just life happened and they never got opportunities.
Okay.
And on that same notion, when I came to South Africa, why personally, it's my second home. I met amazing South Africans who would go out of their way for me.
Oh, nice.
So then I began to just being that person that can sit and listen to other people as they share their stories.
Okay.
So the women would come looking for jobs, cleaning jobs especially, because my first company was Elohe Cleaners.
And Elohe Cleaners used to do what exactly? The actual cleaning enterprise consisted of what?
It was residential placements initially. Then now I've grown it into commercial and industrial cleaning services as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so...
Oh, so you're in the money now?
Trying.
nobody ever says yes, I'm in the money. There's only one person who came on the show and was very confident about his money. That was Suji. You remember Suji? The Nigerian millionaire. He was like, I have money. A lot of it. I can give you some. So yeah. I don't know why Zimbabweans are so modest. Why
can't you just say you have modest
money? If you have your money, just say you have your money.
Really, I'm still looking for it.
You're not looking for any money, please. Anyway. Go on.
Yeah, so yeah, then when I began to speak to these ladies, I then realized that there's more that can be done, really, apart from placing them in just cleaning jobs.
Yeah.
Then we then birthed the company Vessels of Virtue, which is initially a non-profit organization and transitioning into a social enterprise in its own right, where we identify the women, we equip and we release them to their destinies. In our own way that would seem fit, and it's not limited to our own way of thinking. It's just kind of like pushing them a little further into who they can be and just pointing in a little bit of direction. So there's a bit of counseling, there's a bit of workshops, there's a bit of upskilling and skills that we are trying to give these women so that they can effectively run their own lives independently.
So essentially, is that where the notion of My Sister's Keeper comes through in terms of the event that you're going to be hosting soon?
Yes, definitely. That's where it comes from.
Can I ask you a question, a genuine question? If I listen to you carefully, I mean, your story starts sadly, but obviously now you've made great steps in order to, you know, be where you are now.
Definitely.
For a person like you, what makes you so selfless for you to actually be in a position to want to empower another African woman or another African being, which is something that's not common amongst us as Africans, if you know what I mean?
I think for me,
because if I was you, I would just go with the cleaning and ball.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, I grew up without my parents, just taking it a little step back. And I've always had people who would go out of their way for me.
To help you.
To help me.
You did say yes.
And I think that if we can extend a hand to the next person, we can actually begin to see the change that we actively want to see. So it's
I hope people are listening to you, Cliff, carefully and clearly. I can say that again, just so people can just get that part, and it's Friday, you know, they're slow, so we have to do things twice,
I think we can be the change that we want to see, because if I'm going to expect the next person to love me, I've got to show them the love, you know? So for me, I've had people, like I said, they've gone out of their way for me.
Yeah.
Someone would make sure that I've got a pair of shoes.
Without any cost attached.
Yeah, nothing. Someone would make sure that I've got a place to stay. Someone would make sure I've got a meal to eat. If I'm cold, someone would say, why don't you have a jersey? And someone would then do that for me. And likewise, when I came to SA, it was exactly the same thing. I would have women that I can't mention personally, but I still love them and cherish them because they went out of their way for me. And then it changed me as a person because they would always serve as a point of support, as mentors, as I began to walk my journey as a young woman. And the truth is, when we came to South Africa, it was not an easy environment, especially for a girl child.
Or a foreign girl child.
Foreign girl child.
Yeah.
I'm sure even to some local girl children as well.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. You'd find yourself compromising a lot just to make it. So sometimes all you just need is an ear to tell someone that, you know what, I actually don't have a place to stay even for the night.
Yeah.
Or some clothes to wear, and then an older woman or any other rather would just go out of their way and provide that, and you'd realize that where you could have thrown your destiny because you are vulnerable, another woman is just giving you a hand, and it actually changes a whole lot of things.
Okay, so in my understanding, not to take away anything that any male people have actually, or any impact that male beings have had in your life, a lot of women essentially have helped you from your rise when you came into the country, before you even came into the country, just generally in your makeup as a person, which I think is very dope. I think it's very cool. I grew up in a house full of women, but it went the other way. I didn't get all of that. Yeah, that was just, maybe because I was a rebel. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I had a very good relationship with my dad.
Oh, yeah?
And I think it's one of the things I'll forever cherish. Before he passed on, he just instilled values. He loved me enough. He believed in me. And I think those are some of the founding truths in my life that I really hold on to.
Okay.
That they are actually good men out there.
No, we are out here, definitely. Oh, yeah.
So
wouldn't
really...
Yeah, we definitely are there, Good men, that's us, you know.
Yeah.
Good African men, you know, proud African men, definitely.
Definitely.
Now, tell me more about Unity and Love as an event. Tell me more about the people who are involved, the speakers that are coming. Tell me what the listeners, the female listeners out there who would be interested in coming and attend, would actually derive from this event once attending it, and what type of feeling and vibe comes with it, you know?
I think women are such powerful vessels.
I think they're too powerful, but that's just me. Don't worry.
And sometimes, in my space as well, I've come across women who can actually tear you apart.
Yeah.
Because of maybe insecurities or their value systems not just being in the right place.
Yeah.
The reason why My Sister's Keeper for me is mostly because as women, when we join hands, I believe we can do so much. Apart from us just trying to tear each other apart, when we join hands, we can do so much.
Yeah.
So the reason why My Sister's Keeper or Unity in Love is so that extend that extra love to whoever it can be around you. If it's a young girl at school, if she needs school shoes, if she needs fees, if it's another woman who is a teenager struggling with emotions, if she just needs an ear and someone to talk to, avail yourself. If it's another woman, maybe in a marital situation or mm-hmm. just in a financial chaos, just be the listening ear. Mm-hmm. If that person needs prayer, if the person needs just encouragement, just be relevant apart from just trying to tear each other apart. And I believe that as we join hands together as women, we can begin to be such forces that can be reckoned with.
I'll take into consideration something that I was watching on Facebook Live when I was on my way to the show, and a young lady by the name of Mbai, I don't know if you guys might know her, but she's going to be running as MP of Bulawayo South. And Mbai kind of does like, she does a 10-minute show, 10 minutes of Mbai or something like that. And I, that was my first interaction with her, mm-hmm. like based obviously on the media aspect and the radio aspect and the show aspect. And I think it's really great to see young people, especially females, getting involved with the political turmoil at home. And I'm going to call it turmoil because it is turmoil. But the reality is they're ready to step up and go into positions where they can do something. And this is people who are in our generation. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of women need a lot of support and a lot of help moving forward. I think it's just the season for women. That's women true. Seem to be taking over everywhere.
That's true.
Okay,
that's true.
Thanks, Tendai. But yeah, anyway, I knew you'd have something to say. But definitely, I think the notion of women coming together and wanting to help each other move forward into a better space in different aspects of life is very important, because you find a lot of female relationships are built on friendship and then they quickly dissolve based on things like rumors, gossip, blah, 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 all sorts of nonsense.
Man.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Let's call it as it is. Sometimes it's just men.
Okay, fine. Let's put men at the top of the list, then we can satisfy all the other things as well, you know. But yeah, let's. Okay, the male aspect, yes, definitely. In fact, I wanted to ask you, why is there no level of male participation in unity and love from, I know it's a sisters type of thing, but wouldn't you want males to participate in some sort of way, whether it be from a speaking perspective or maybe adding some sort of IP in order to, I don't know, you know, generate a different conversation?
That's why I put one male speaker there,
okay.
Alan Harvey.
Okay, and why specifically Alan Harvey? What's so special about Alan?
He was available. Number one.
I hope he's not listening. Alan, you're only there because you were available.
Not like that, Alan.
That's what you said. That's exactly
number
what
you two said. Is because yeah. He's a professional coach.
Okay.
And he's
a professional life coach.
Yeah, he okay. is. And he also has got a sound foundation personally.
Okay.
Someone that I also highly respect.
Okay.
That's why he's there. Okay. Look, we were not limited to having guys coming to speak at our event. The thing is, sometimes when you approach people to come and speak, they always ask you, what is it in need for me? I don't know if you understand
like,
what
like
I say.
Monetary wise.
Yeah,
time is money, eh, precious?
That's true, but this yeah. is a fundraiser. So yeah. For me, I had to consider that as well.
So do you see why initially I was asking you how selfless, and I was shocked by the selfless nature, because you obviously are not doing this to benefit in any sort of way, monetary wise. But really just to develop that sort of unity and love situation going on that you
definitely,
have currently.
Definitely.
Give me some more details. Where is it going to be held? Who can we expect to be there? What type of topics are going to be discussed? That type of thing.
We're going to do it at Rice and Blue.
Okay. In Sandton?
In Sandton.
Okay, there's two. So which one? The Gautrain one or the one just in front of the Hyundai Balloon?
The one in front of Honda Balloon.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. And then our speakers, we try to bring in a variety of speakers. So we have Rebecca Munyuki, she's Zimbabwean, she's a phenomenal speaker.
Yeah.
We have Lerato Motsamai, who has become a very good friend of mine. She's a local South African, a powerhouse in her own right.
Okay.
We have Mamang Ashanti Wangidi. I love her intelligence when she speaks,
mm-hmm.
and I personally think that a lot of women can benefit from her knowledge and expertise. We have Yvonne Katsande. I love her dearly. She's a phenomenal woman in her own right,
mm-hmm.
And I think she has served as a role model to a lot of young women,
mm-hmm.
Especially from Zim. We have one lady who is a pastor from Nizna, Pastor Maureen Shamiarira. She's a phenomenal lady, very loving and gentle and doing amazing work in Nizna. We have Alan Harvey, of course. Mm-hmm. Alan, we love you as my sister's keeper team.
Wow.
I
need to meet this guy.
Oh.
I really need to meet this guy, like honestly. Wow. Alan just gets all the accolades. I mean, like, really. Anyway, yeah, okay. We have Alan, yes.
Yes, and we have, remind me again. Oh, Jesus. We have Alan. We have myself, obviously.
I didn't see you on the flyer. Oh, you're just going to speak generally with us.
I am on the flyer. I am the host there.
Are you one of the...
You've just been deceived by the hair, I guess.
Yes, that's probably the reason.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
You see, but I'm there.
And this is on the 29th of July.
On the 29th of...
I'm actually having a birthday party on that day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so... Like everything just kind of makes sense, I guess.
I saw something like that.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I could just bring all the women from there, like just.
Yeah, please, yeah. Please. Would love to have them there. Would love to have them there. So it's gonna be very exciting. It's a fundraiser. We have a lot of fun activities that we wanna do.
Any entertainment so far?
There's one particular gentleman I wanted us to sing, but I still have not managed to get him. He's such a phenomenal.
You're sitting right next to a beautiful, phenomenal Zimbabwean singer right now.
I didn't know. So
we're just connecting worlds here.
You see, and she's another woman.
Exactly, yeah. And you guys have the whole, like, you know, African lady fire thing going on.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Obviously.
So, you know, plus, don't forget, I'm selling my weaves on special this week. So yeah.
We have decided not to do the weaves anymore. We're just trying to go natural. The other lady I had forgotten to mention is Jessie. She's also from Zim. Such a humble lady and a high profile person. Yeah, Jessie Mushitswa. Of course, Zimbabweans are humble.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
Okay, then we also have Joanne Madibang.
Sometimes I have to be sure.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, we have Joanne Madibang. I think she was former Miss SA at some stage. She's such a phenomenal woman with an amazing heart.
Yeah.
And she also runs her own initiatives in the women empowerment space.
Okay.
So we try to bring in a lot of variety, and unfortunately for you, you feel like we didn't put enough men there.
Yeah, and of course.
We are open to change. Next year, we're going to run another gala dinner, and then I'm sure the guys are hearing. They can put in their CVs that we can consider.
Will. Guys, if you want to weigh in your input on WhatsApp, you can just send us a message on 0797482090. That's 0797482090. And let me know if we should get involved next year, because, men always come with that power and that essence,
Look, even this year, you are still welcome to come. This is like next Saturday.
I wouldn't miss it for the
world. And we are selling our tickets for a worthy cause. Yeah. And even for sustainability going forward and making our organization be known.
Yeah.
We are not limiting people, really. We are not even waiting for next year. We still have a whole week for people to decide, and everybody is welcome. 100%. Everybody is welcome.
Okay, cool. Just let everybody know how much a ticket costs, where they can get them.
The ticket for a person, one person, it's $450. If you go to our website, www.vesselsofvirtue.org.za, mm-hmm. There's a link there to book yourself online, and then there are also banking details there. There's also my phone number, 0732722977 for further inquiries. Mm-hmm. My email address is precious@vesselsofvirtue.org.za. I'm also on Facebook, I'm also on Instagram as well as Twitter.
What are your handles on that? On Twitter and Instagram?
On Twitter it's Vessels of Virtue, mm-hmm. The vessel with one S, and also through Precious Nyarambi. Instagram is Precious Volve. And then we also selling tables To the people who'd want to come, or the ones who'd want to,
like your corporate guys as well,
the corporate guys, if they just want to buy tables, so that some of our beneficiaries can be able to attend and partake these initiatives. The table will be for 10 people, going for 4,000. And the whole essence of the organization is not to do something that is a once-off, but an ongoing initiative that we continue doing to empower women and the girl child in townships and rural areas to develop them. So we also would consider future partnerships going ahead in terms of cash or donations in kind. We also have adopted one school in Durban that we are actively working with, and if people would want to volunteer their time in skills development, if they would want to give us any donations in kind, because we want to empower our women with startup tools that can be, even someone has got a computer, a sewing machine, so that we can give the ladies, so that they start their own initiatives, because when they come to talk to me personally, some of them, they would rather pursue their own small projects. And as an organization, would want to make sure that they are running those initiatives successfully.
And encourage that.
And encourage the idea so that it grows. And then they can be true to themselves and who they want to be. So our courses, we've narrowed them down to craft, home management, short computer courses, where we are outsourcing an accredited company to help us with. So people can also sponsor a woman with the computer course, and then the woman can...
Or even hardware itself.
Or hardware itself.
Yeah.
Then we're also doing the basic entrepreneurship course. And on that, we are working with universities around South Africa to make sure that the ladies, they get a certificate that is accredited that they can eventually use going ahead.
That's amazing, Precious. I want to thank you very much for coming in this morning. This afternoon, sorry, geez. Oh, my bad. I even forget it's lunchtime. It's because I haven't eaten, Palliser, But yeah, I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing the spirit of unity and love with us, and actually enlightening some of our listeners on how much we actually care about our female listenership. Because I feel like a lot of things going towards women need to be elevated, and that's something that's not happening. And I'm really, really happy that you came and you let us know that you'll be out there on the 29th of July at the Radisson. Please get in touch with her via all the different platforms that she's mentioned to you now. I want to see a lot of people getting involved. Let us know what you think on WhatsApp on 079-748-2090. And if you need any information, you can contact us or you can contact her directly, and we'll take it from there. Thank you so much for coming in, Precious.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right. We're going to go into the new single from DJ Case Max, featuring T Mula and Crimson Blue, who are already in studio playing with their phones, obviously, like artists do. And yeah, we're just going to preview the single just after the break, and then yeah, we're going to go in and have a chat with them and find out why are we doing this music thing.
Say she want a bad man thing. Say she want a real man thing. We got the style that they love, and the girl that just love how we do it. Give me the kitty and love how we built it, the love how we screw.
No Borders, once again, we're back. It's 13:36 on your South African clock right now. And you're listening to CliffCentral.com, uncensored, on radio. And this is No Borders with KF and Kamu. We just spoke to a lady by the name of Precious. We were speaking on unity and love. We were speaking on the fantastic event that she's doing on Saturday, the 29th of July. And yeah, I think everybody should get involved and support her and make things happen. But now we're going into a bit of a musical situation. We have Crimson Blue in the building. We have Team Mula in the building. DJ Case Max new song. That's what you were just listening to during the break. Song is called Down Low.
Down Low.
As Zimbos like to go. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I mean, like, I like the sound. I like the evolution. Yeah. I see a lot of change in both of you, you know?
I don't know if I'd say it's change.
But what did you say
it's
then?
Just that, like, you have to kind of let people have...
Wait, well, hold on. In fact, now that I see your hands, tell me about this new, like, fashion-y thing that you're doing now. Is that because of the Zuri situation, or is that because of your evolution as an artist? What is going on?
Listen, I'm always trying different things. I'm always reinventing myself.
Yeah.
So, like, right now, I'm into the whole glove thing.
Okay,
I have,
cool.
like, a collection.
Like,
of
you're
different,
having
different
a Michael
colors.
Jackson moment.
I'm having my own, like, Michael Jackson
wow.
moment. But it has to be, like, crimson, blue.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Wow. If a lot of you who are listening remember Crimson Blue, she's been on the show like, it's like third time now maybe?
Second
time? Oh yeah. Last time you were on the show. T Mula, you know very well.
You know,
our dedicated hustler of life. Yeah, this is, he lives here, basically. Yeah,
I got my own chair.
You probably walked here, Mula. You're like, you're not, like, let me just go down there and, you know, just get the
I thought about
going.
It. Like, I was like, should I just take a job? Should I even change my pajamas?
I'm going home anyway. But it's always great to have you guys in studio. It's nice to see that you guys are still following the musical passion.
Two very talented
artists that you are. How did the fusion with K-Smax come around? Obviously, I mean, you have a relationship with him. You've always been working with him before. But, like, how did the new single come about?
Well, you know, Crimson is somebody whose art I've always listened to.
Yeah.
And then we got in touch and we decided, we want to record some music.
Yeah.
And, you know, K-Smax came to mind in terms of
production.
Of the production. And we actually went to that studio with a different kind of plan. I don't think we were thinking Afrobeats necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to think of something else. You know, but after hearing a bunch of different instrumentals, then we sat on this on this beat, which is produced by a producer called Producer Steve from Nigeria.
Okay.
He's pretty dope out there.
Okay.
So him and K-Smax had that beat on file, and then K-Smax, you know, suggested that we try something.
Yeah.
And then we got that vibe and we ran with the song.
Yeah.
And then
it was really like just like. It was fun. We were having fun in there.
It was like a freestyle, really and truly.
Which is what studio is supposed to be like, you know. Like, I remember doing a whole lot of sessions with a bunch of artists, and like, you actually never do what you actually went to the studio to record.
Mm.
We could be in the car driving and they'll be like, yo, man, this is what we're going to record. When we get to the studio, you hear something else, you feel another vibe. And I think that's the awesome nature of creating music.
Yeah.
And how do you guys feel about what you guys put together as a package in terms of the song and how you guys want to see it going forward?
Okay, personally, I'm just really happy with how everything came together.
Yeah.
I loved it. I was worried, like, the next day, I was like, oh my gosh, am I going to love this?
Yeah.
Because that's always the case.
Yeah, true.
You know, and I heard it, and I was like, okay,
this
I love
this.
This
is quite dope,
This is dope.
And it's different. It's really, like, off what you usually do.
Yeah. Thing is, I'm quite versatile, but people don't know.
People do
every
know.
Every side, you know.
They do.
Really?
Yeah. You started rapping.
Yeah.
And your career... And this country has mainly been about singing.
Yeah.
So if you've been following your career, then you would know that, you're versatile.
I guess so.
The transition into doing an Afrobeat song wasn't too hard then.
No, it wasn't.
And it's the common sound now.
Mm. Yeah, it's a nice sound.
We wanted something that's going to play in the clubs, get people dancing at the same time, proudly Zimbo, you know how it is.
Happy 100%. Vibes.
Yeah.
No 100%. Sadness, no, you know, no making people think about tough time. Let's just get people happy, actually.
Fine. So, in saying that, I'll ask you a question. I don't know if you guys have heard the new Buffalo Soldier and Winky D, the Rugatti track. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard it. So, okay, essentially, would you say that's a sad song? Is that going to make people sad? Or is that inspirational? What is that?
Nah, I think that one, if I'm correct, the idea was to... Well, this is what I get. I get... people say it's an inspirational song, not a sad song.
Yeah, no. It's got some sad ass lines though. Like, yeah.
Like,
please, Rugatti, hey, sweet.
But yeah, find me.
I'm actually excited about the fact that there's so much really good music that's coming from Zimbabwean artists who are based here. For the longest time, we've always had this whole situation whereby if you're not based in Zim, you generally can't make the sound that Zim would like. And I've never really bought into that. I just always felt like, you know, it's about trying out stuff and putting stuff out there and seeing how the people respond to it. Were you going for a specific market with this song, or are you only now thinking of that now since you've released the song?
Personally, for me, I don't ever go into studio and say like, oh, this is what's happening right now, and this is what we need to do. No.
Yeah.
We had, like he said, there was different beats.
Yeah.
This is the one that made us feel some
that
type of way.
Just gave us a vibe.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, this sounds nice. Let's see what we can do here.
Let's run with this.
And so I don't think it should ever be about trying to keep up with the trend or stuff like that. Do what feels right in that moment, and it's going to find... And
it's
if it's true, it's going to find
space,
the people.
To add
on to that, you know, I also think... the idea was to just make something and then figure out what to do with it later.
Okay, cool.
You know, it was just to come up with the product or, you know, mix up the energies and see what kind of music we can make and then figure out what needs to be done with it. And, you know, we managed to get something which I feel is international.
Definitely.
Yeah, which,
definitely.
You know,
I mean,
it everywhere.
I mean, that type of sound, like I said, you know, obviously is the vibe right now, and it's the vibe internationally. And
true.
It's, it's really about, for me, it's never really a mistake or a problem if someone goes in the studio and says, look, I want to make a song for this specific market, you know.
It's just a different approach. Yeah.
It's a different
like
approach.
Baking a cake in a different recipe.
Exactly, but at the end of the day, it's a cake, you know.
Yeah,
it's a
cake.
But the reality is, like, you know, obviously with every project that you put out, you obviously have a few, you know, objectives that you want to meet with that specific project. I don't know if you guys would like to share, like, you know, those type of things that you guys are trying to, obviously, you know, come out with the whole project.
The funny thing about this is, like, I've known Timula for a while.
Yeah.
I didn't know K-Smax. We've known each other. We haven't, like, hit each other up to work.
Yeah.
And then, like, one day he invited me to, like, a music video shoot, and we were just talking. And then
vibing,
he
was
like, dude, we need to get into studio. Let's do this, you know? And I also respect what he does. I mean, I respect his hustle. I respect everything he does. And he's like, now's the chance for us to do something. And he's also my brother from
another mother. But these brothers, like, from other mothers, I don't understand. Like, you know, I had an argument with a guy the other night, and, like, you know, it started from a brother from another mother. That's how the argument actually started.
Really?
Because I turned around after having like 3 tequilas, like, but you're not really my brother from any mother, nigga.
Yeah, I think as
you're just a guy, you know what I mean?
No, but dog, I think what she's saying is, like, just the patriotism that lives in us. It can't die, bruh. You know, as much as we are, like, you know, foreigners out here in Joburg, you know, when you do find somebody who you can speak another language besides English with,
and have synergy,
it resonates, you know. And,
no, don't worry, trust me. That was just me in my drunken moment, but yeah, I totally resonate with that. Like, you know, in as much as I've traveled, like, I've always found it to be more comfortable when I'm around people who speak my mother tongue, generally.
For sure, for sure.
And sometimes it makes me uncomfortable in certain situations because then you meet the wrong elements. But when it's the right type of people, you're like, okay, no, this is cool. Sometimes you won't even say you're Zimbabwe. No, man, I'm just like, I'm from New York, you know what I mean?
What?
But nah. Hell yeah.
Nah.
Don't you know KF is from Morocco now?
Really?
He changed his citizenship and all that.
See? I'd have to ask him about that.
You need to ask. That's why they call the show No Borders, because we have that license.
Exactly.
Yeah, to just extend ourselves and do stuff. So tell me, you guys going to be collaborating on more work, or do you see yourselves putting maybe like an AKA and a Natty situation together like they got going on now? Which is a vibe right now, I swear. You know, this whole collaboration of like two different artists and two different vibes seems to be working a lot.
More music is definitely going to come, man. If, you know, you get into the studio and this is the first product that we do out of one session.
Yeah.
Yo, you better watch out. Watch out for the future, man.
Because I know a lot of acts in America start like this. Like, you know, they'll work on so much stuff, and then maybe you'll pick up on 2 or 3 singles that are like heavily commercial or big.
And then take them up.
But they'll tell you, like, yo, man, we've done like 100 songs.
100 songs.
Yeah. So sometimes the synergies actually make a lot of sense. So you'd want to like push the boundaries and see what's up.
Yeah, and I definitely think like a video is in the cards somewhere.
Definitely.
Oh no, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. We gotta shoot that video. Anybody listening, anybody tuned in, you better know you're invited to the music video shoot. It's a download dance type of situation.
I know that's you, my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
And anything to do with the music video, we gotta call you, my brother.
Yeah.
Of course. Mula VIP Rentals, we out
here. Big Daddy needs to come through as well.
I need to come through. I need to come through. I actually need to make a lot of time for a lot of things that I've actually plugged into my life now. Yeah. I've just decided to be very busy.
Yeah. Busy's good.
See,
busy's very good.
There's another something I just feel I should also let out there, you know, about us musicians, Zimbabwean music. And what you touched on, where you're like, you know, the misconception that you can be out of Zimbabwe and not like hit back home. I think, you know, like with the world we live in right now, anything is possible. And I feel like it just takes one move to change an entire thinking, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
To change an entire scenario, just like how
it's mindset.
It took that AK and Casper, and, you know, feud to just take hip hop in South Africa. So it just takes something, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make music that will change the whole landscape of Zimbabwean music.
You know, my only request to young Zimbabwean artists, and you guys are from my generation, and I always find myself on both sides. Because funny enough, I'm a recording artist as well.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, so you know, like, it's crazy how, like, you know, I do sessions. I got music, like a lot of music. It's just different in the way that we push it and approach it. And The only thing I request from Zimbabwean musos who are in a space like this is for us to work a lot harder.
Yeah.
A lot harder. A lot
harder. You can't tell me about hard work, dude. I'm not saying that I'm where I want to be.
Yeah.
Or I'm doing as much as I want to do.
But you're on your way.
I'm definitely doing a lot more than I was doing a couple of months ago.
Exactly.
And I intend to do more.
And I feel like a lot of us have this hustler blood in us that we get caught up in the hustle and we still can't get enough time to squeeze in the music. And the truth about it is that you just have to keep extending the hours of your day. That's exactly. All.
Yeah,
you gotta really zone in.
Consistency is the only thing in music.
And the only way you can be consistent is obviously if you're doing more. I mean, music is like practice. It's like any other. It's like sport.
Yeah.
If you don't practice, you can't get better.
Exactly.
Real talk.
The reality is sometimes people feel like, but then the artists are not. They don't sound so good. I'm like, no. Everyone just has to put an extra hour or two in their craft, and you see the difference. Right now, I would love you guys to let everybody know where they can get you on social media, where they can download the new song. I don't know what Case Max is, but I'm going to handle that on WhatsApp. But yeah, that's going to be a WhatsApp beef I'm going to sort out.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess you're the two most important people because you're the people singing. Yeah. So yeah, you just gave them away.
He's important too, man.
Yeah, well, we just touched the desk here, and I can do that. I can put that together.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
That's the vibe, dog. You don't have to do much. Just shout. Yeah,
and, like, still speaking about the whole hustling thing.
Yeah.
I literally, like, flew in this morning.
Yeah.
Straight from there, just went to makeup and hair. And I'm going to a gig at, going to be at Silver Star tonight at the Publicity Bar.
Okay.
If you guys are listening, come through to
there
the Publicity Bar at Silver Star tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be Zuri Social Lounge at the Mall of Africa.
Which is pretty much every weekend, right?
Which is pretty much every Saturday.
And I still haven't actually come through to watch you. I've been so hectic. I'm not going to make any excuses. I'm just going to find a gap and come through.
Please.
Yeah.
Please do.
I'm going to find a gap and
I
come through.
I think you'll love it.
I will. Like, you know, that type of vibe kind of suits me, yeah.
Dude, like live and like KF is always there. Like, he comes through.
KF is always everywhere. That's the thing. So, like, you know, you got to pace yourself. You know, some dudes have a lot of legs to get places. I'm always like, if I have something going on, I'm just always solely on that. Well, K-Smax just walked in. So, everyone just let everybody know where they can find you. We got, like, 30 seconds, as you know. You know, we partnered up with MTV Sugar. So we do their radio episodes every Friday on our show.
Okay.
So yeah, in the next 10 minutes, we're going to be doing that.
All right, so you can catch me on Instagram on Crimson Blue. That's CRIMSON_BLU. Twitter, Miss Crimson Blue. Facebook, Crimson Blue. Yeah.
Yeah, you can find me at TAPFUMA_MULA. But just go on Google and look for T. Mula. You're going to find me.
Google me.
Well, before the Google, you need to talk into the mic, brother.
How you doing, brother?
Yeah. Go on. Just let the people
DJ
know where they can
K-Smax
find
Smax
you.
Yo, it's K-Smax in the house.
Yeah. Where can they find you on social media?
Yo, man. You know, it's Facebook. It's Twitter. It's always K-Smax. I will go with Mula. Just Google me, you know?
Okay. We got to wrap it up.
Google me, yo.
Shout out to MTV Sugar. Hope everybody's been watching
episodes
on MTV. Check out T Mula. Check out Crimson Blue. Check out DJ K-Smax. Yeah. It's your boy Big Daddy Black, and I'm out. Kev, wherever you are, I'm coming for you. One time.
Peace.
MTVS/469/105/E.
That's how we do it on South.
Welcome to MTV Sugar Down South. This is Storm Story.
Oh no. Look back to like 09, 12 years with no place to stay. Mama let me go so young, that story ain't much to say. Growing up, thinking it's fine. I know the parents got no rules. Living up with my own woman.
This is not what I dreamed of as a little girl. I wanted to marry a neurosurgeon and live a quite lavish life in the burbs. Instead, I ended up with Rakim, loud, brash club owner. Truth be told, some girls would kill for my life. But lately, it's just not enough.
It's in the club, it's nightlife.
This is what we do. I support you out there, Rich. Why can't you come home? Give me what I need.
I'm gonna do the books and stuff when I'm finished. You know, I'm gonna make sure that the...
That's crazy. Too much.
Femi.
Rakim.
How you doing, man?
Good to meet you, bro.
Good to meet you. Nice to meet you,
Welcome
man.
Welcome to Josie. Hey, Monday. Come grab his bag.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Storm. Nice to meet you, Femi.
Nice to meet you.
I hope you inject some much needed life into this place.
I'm gonna do my best.
Ignore her, okay? Because business is flipping great. And with you here, I hope it's gonna get a lot better.
Well, that's the plan, right?
When I met Femi, he looked like everything Rakim wasn't. Respectful, kind, and sexy as hell. I couldn't help flirting with him. My husband did a great job hiring you. Tonight was so much fun.
Wow, but I think we should give him some credit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
This is a beautiful place. Like,
it's not too shabby.
I love it. It's amazing. It's a nice joint. I'm sure it's not really what
it is exactly what it looks like. I have no illusions about the man I married.
I'm sorry.
So can play that game. You think I'm attractive?
I mean, you're a beautiful woman, Storm. No one can deny that.
So maybe you can help me. Help me show Rakim what he's got.
Storm, I'm in a committed, happy relationship. I'm taken. Your husband is a fool for not appreciating you. But please, do not stoop to his level. You're just going to be asking for more trouble.
Then something changed, and it became a bit of an obsession. I pursued him relentlessly. I didn't care that he had a woman that he adored. I just wanted him to want me.
So what you have?
I'm okay. No, I don't drink, so.
Can I interest you in anything else?
No, I'm okay. In fact, I just want to read these papers.
But don't be such a bore for me. My husband just ditched me. You, of all people, should know what it feels like to be alone and lonely. How's your girlfriend, by the way?
Fine, actually. In fact, I miss her a lot.
Try being lonely when the one you love is right here.
Yeah, Esmeralda is such an idiot.
You're so sweet.
Stop. You shouldn't be doing this.
Help me make him regret.
Stop. Stop. You know what? I can't do this. We have to stop. I gotta go.
Sonny, we need each other.
Then it all blew up in my face.
You dissed the wrong girl!
You know what? Maybe it's Nora King that's the problem.
When Femi rejected me, it was more than I could take. I felt so humiliated. I needed him to feel my pain.
What makes you think that you can hit on my wife? What?
Don't even start with me. She told me everything about you giving her wine, telling her you're lonely. Oh, what, are you telling me my wife's a liar now?
No, I'm not.
I can't believe how selfish I was. This isn't who I am. I had to make things right with Femi.
Microphone check. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
So you're about to break into song next. I come in peace.
Storm, please. I don't want any more trouble. I just want to do my job.
I know, Femi, and I'm so sorry about everything.
Well, it wasn't all you. I shouldn't have blamed you for everything that happened that night. It wasn't fair for me. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to feel special again. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I get it. I understand. Well, Stormy, you are an amazing woman. Honestly, I don't think your husband deserves you.
I know. Friends?
Yes, friends.
My real problem is with Rakim. I'm not the naive pageant queen he met 7 years ago. Not anymore.
I was gonna go straight to the airport, but I thought it would be rude. I didn't come and say goodbye.
Wait, what's going on?
We want different things. Stop pretending.
You go home because you're embarrassing yourself.
I don't know what I expected. Goodbye, Rakim. I hope you find whatever it is you're looking for.
Storm. Storm, wait. Storm!
My mother always told me marriage was forever. I believe most things she tells me, but I'm going to follow my heart in this one. I want something different, something real.
Do you know how it feels to be all alone? So far from the place that you call home. Why do you need me here? Never asked to be here. And it feels like I've been here too long.
Should you stay with a wife or husband who cheats on you? Hit us up via USSD by texting *134*7714# with your answer. A. Yes, marriage is forever. B. No, get out the moment you first find out. C. It's really difficult to leave. Who would you turn to? Or D. It's okay to give them a second chance, but if they keep doing it, time to get out. Terms and conditions apply. MTV Sugar Down South was proudly brought to you by MTV Stayin' Alive Foundation, Positive Action, Children's Investment Fund Foundation, Mari Stopes International, Department of Basic Education South Africa, PEPFAR, USAID, and MTV Base.
That's how we do it on South, boy. That's what they call it down south.
This is CliffCentral.com.